Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Staying with a festive situation, when we came in this morning early, we opened up an email and a woman was in touch with us overnight. A very urgent email sent around midnight, and it's about a bunny that needs to get home. It's, and could we help? Well, we're going to try and do whatever we can. Una is the woman's name. Good morning to you, Una.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you this morning?
How are you doing? Tell us how Fifi is doing. This is the little soft, cuddly bunny.
Yeah, soft bunny that's missing. So we're hoping for a little Christmas miracle to reunite a three-year-old with her missing bunny. Now, we have found Bunny. Bunny is safe and sound.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Yes.
We just need to get Bunny home for Christmas. That's the problem.
And Bunny belongs to who?
Bunny belongs to little Maisie. Maisie is three. She's from Cree in West Clare. Okay. And she travelled up with her two brothers and her mum to collect their dad from the airport. He was flying home for Christmas.
Yes.
And during their trip, they stayed in our house in Navan. And we somehow, during that little trip, little Fifi the bunny went missing. Now, Maisie and Fifi have been inseparable since birth. They're Maisie sleeps with little Fifi every night, and she had to return back home to Claire heartbroken that she didn't have her little bunny with her. So thankfully, very late last night, we found Fifi, but I realised that the last post had gone and there was no way of getting Fifi home in time for Christmas Eve.
My God, so this is
where
shocking.
We're reaching out. We're reaching out to somebody out there who might be driving home for Christmas that might be able to help us reunite a little girl with her teddy.
Fifi has been through it, and Fifi was missing for a good day or two there.
She's been missing, she's been missing a good 2 days. So thankfully she's fine. She's here with us.
Where was Fifi located?
After Fifi, and she's in good, safe hands. But we're just hoping she'll be able to make the journey home for Christmas, just in time before Santa arrives.
Where was the wee bunny found in the end?
Say that again, sorry, Oliver.
Where was the bunny found?
She was found. She was found inside a big dumper truck driving it. Belonged to one of my boys. So thankfully she's all good. She's here. Yep. But we would love for little Maisie to be able to be reunited with her bunny. And it would be amazing. Yeah, it'd be a lovely Christmas miracle.
So we need to get Fifi down from Navan to West Clare to save Maisie's Christmas, essentially.
Mm. Okay, yes,
we're sending the message out.
If anybody was driving home for Christmas, or a courier, maybe buses passing that way, that we might be able to hitch a lift, get little Fifi
on that bus. You could get down.
It would be amazing.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Una, thanks a million. Shout's gone out. The spirit of Christmas.
Thank you, Oliver, and thanks to all your listeners. Happy Christmas. Thank you, guys.
Same to you, Slán.
Email Oliver at rte.ie. Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1.
She and Nullagy. That's why we're bringing you the update on bringing the bunny home. Do you remember Una was calling us earlier on this morning, telling us about the plight of the toy bunny Fifi? Fifi was left in Una's house in Meath, but it belongs to three-year-old Maisie, who is in Cree, all the way down in West Clare. It's too late to post little Fifi down there, so we asked the listeners, could they help out? Is anyone on the road to West Clare? Could we save Christmas for Maisie? We have Una back on the line. Una, good afternoon.
Hello, Oliver. Hi, how are you?
How you doing? And Maisie's mum, Laura, is also there. Laura?
Hello, Oliver. How are you?
Not so bad at all down in West Clare. How upset is Maisie in West Clare right now?
So Maisie is really missing her Fifi, aren't you, Maisie?
No.
And we would love to have Fifi home for Christmas. And thank you so much for... Una had a wonderful idea of contacting you, Oliver.
Yes.
And hopefully your listeners can help us out.
And remind us the story again. What were you doing in Navan again, Laura?
So my husband was flying home from Abu Dhabi. Uh-huh. So we were staying at my friend Una's house. She was very kind to let us stay there.
Kind.
And we were actually also visiting Santa Claus at Causey Farm.
Lovely. Oh, yes, in Meath.
Yes, so we had a wonderful time. But unfortunately then, as we were packing up, there was no sign of little Fifi. And we had to go. We had to go down to County Clare. And I contacted Una, of course, to let me know if she would turn up. And thank goodness she did. And now it's just to try and get her home before Christmas.
And you're home from Abu Dhabi yourself, Laura. That's where you live.
Yes. So we are 6 years in Abu Dhabi now, but we always come home at Christmas time.
You always get for the Irish Christmas. Nothing
like it. Absolutely.
And you're teaching over there.
Yes, yes, teaching in an international school.
Are there tons of Irish?
Oh, plenty Irish. Yes, lots of Irish societies, GAA, everything.
Fleeing the housing crisis, like everyone returning home at the airports at the moment, does it? But listen, we got an email, Una and Laura, and this says, "Hi, Oliver, I'm doing deliveries and collections around Dublin Airport till about 5 or 6 o'clock this evening. I live in, is it Kilmally or Kilmaley, which is 15 minutes from Cree. Is this familiar to you, Laura?
Yes, it is, of course.
And they will be able to deliver at about 11 o'clock tonight. They've given us the number so they can pass it to Una. And they say if Una, if you're able to meet this person,
that is, yes,
in the cargo terminal at Dublin Airport.
Yes, yeah, that's Brian. Exactly it, Oliver. I'm going to drive up with little Fifi to Brian.
Oh,
we're
going
to meet Brian at the cargo area in Dublin Airport. And Fifi is going to start her journey home for Christmas.
Brilliant.
So we are absolutely thrilled.
Oh,
it's so lovely.
Yeah. Oh, the magic of Christmas. Maisie would love to say thank you. Maisie, do you know Fifi is coming home? Do you want to say thank you, everyone?
Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, Maisie.
Well, the big thank you goes to Brian, lovely Brian, who's going to meet Una, and Fifi will be handed over at the cargo terminal and get down to Kilmaley, which is not too far from Cree.
Fantastic.
We're
so grateful.
Thank you all
so
much.
Thank you very much, Brian.
And have a happy Christmas.
Thank you so much.
And
happy Christmas, Maisie.
Happy Christmas, Maisie. Bye-bye. Slán.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
That's very nice, wasn't it? A little Maisie's delighted. The simple little things in the world. And Brian is the fella who got on to us. He's busy doing deliveries at the moment, but he's happy to arrange and collect Fifi, the toy bunny, and drop her down to West Clare. That is what little moments of kindness will do. Very, very nice.